like to talk about the power of words. The power of words. We know that words can hurt or heal. Words can inflict pain or show love. Words can be critical or they can give compliment. Think of your favorite word. I remember one of my aunts teaching my little brothers the word delicious. Not delicious, delicious. It's how you say it when you're two. Or remember that great word from Mary Poppins? Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. See, I can't even say it anymore. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. You know, that means extraordinary good or wonderful. One of my favorite words is shalom, Hebrew word for peace. Think of your favorite words. Is I love you on the list? Think for a minute of your favorite Jesus words. Today he says, peace be with you. And then he says, have you anything to eat? He's standing there in front of his friends. They're nervous about him. They're not sure it's him. And he says, here, let me show you. I'm not a ghost. I'm going to eat here in front of you. How normal and real is that? And then we remember his words from when he's meeting his friends on the seashore. They've been fishing all night, haven't caught anything. And they catch fish on the side of the boat that he tells them to lower the nets. And then he says, come have breakfast. Isn't that why you're here today? To come and have breakfast with Jesus? And we hear in the Gospel of John from last week's Gospel, and Doubting Thomas wouldn't believe, he says, blessed are those who have not seen but believed. And isn't that why we're here today? Because we're believers. Believers in Jesus, his message, and his mission. We remember when Jesus says to Peter, Peter, do you love me? Peter, do you love me? And we remember when he says to the paralytic, your sins are forgiven. Pick up your mat and walk. And the words at the end of the Gospel of Matthew, he meets his friends on the mountain. He's ready to go to heaven, to ascend to heaven. And he says, go therefore and make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. In today's Gospel, Jesus reminds us, and his disciples, these are my words which I spoke to you. And then he opens their minds to understand the scriptures. Let's remember why we come to Mass. We come because we want to keep our minds open to the words of Jesus. We want to keep our hearts open to the guidance of Jesus. We want to keep our spirits open to his message of love. We want to hear his call to be people of compassion. It's why we sign ourselves with the holy water when you come into church. It's why you sign yourselves with the holy water when I sprinkle you. Because we want to keep our minds and our hearts and our spirits open to the work of Jesus. It's why parents are bringing their child to baptism. And they're a special family because they have three sons, the Holy Trinity, right there. Right, moms and dads? Right? But the gift of faith is what they're planting in their children. They want their sons to know God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit. It's why when we listen to the gospel, we say, may the Lord be on our minds and on our lips and in our heart. Because we want to have the Spirit of Jesus in us. We want to follow his words in love. So as we pray today, let us remember our favorite Jesus words. Let us remember his words at the end of that Gospel of Matthew when he says, go and make disciples. Go witness. Go show the Spirit of Jesus to others. Go live my words in love. Amen? Amen. Amen.